بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله, we've reached now chapter 9 of this work, Maqasid al-Sawm, the objectives of fasting, by Sultan al-Ulama Izzuddin ibn Abd al-Salam rahimahullah ta'ala. And we're actually, we should be done actually in a few days. We'll finish this before the end of Ramadan. And in the last few days, once we finish this book, inshallah, maybe we go to something else. I have something else in mind, inshallah, in the last few days. This chapter, chapter 9, is called Fi Sawm Tatawwur, concerning voluntary fasting. Or you could call it the Nafal kind of Siyam. And this is a very interesting chapter because it really concerns a question about law, and can someone fast in an open-ended, constant way for the duration of the year, right? This is a question that some of the ulama have discussed. Can a person fast outside of the two Eids and the days of Tashriq? Can they fast every single day of the year besides those days? So you fast all of Ramadan, and then on the day of Eid you don't fast. And the day after Eid and Shawwal, you fast that day and the rest of Shawwal. And every other month until you get to Eid al-Adha, and then the 3 days of Tashriq. And after that, you fast for every other month until the next Ramadan and through that Ramadan. Is that allowed? So he discusses this issue. And he says, Al-awwalu fi ghibb al-sawm. Fi ghibb al-sawm. In this basically means the partial fasting or the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. He says, قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامُ دَاوُودِ وَأَحَبَّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَ وَيَنَامُ سُدُسَ وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا وَلَا يَفِرُّ إِذَا لَاقَى. So this hadith, which is found in Muslim and in other collections, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved kind of fasting in the sight of Allah is the fast of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. And the most beloved kind of prayer, meaning voluntary prayer, in the sight of Allah is the prayer of Dawood alayhi salam. For he would sleep for half of the night and then stand in prayer for a third, and then he would sleep for a sixth. And he would fast one day and not fast the next day, and he would not flee when he would meet the enemy in battle. So this is the hadith concerning the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. And it's generally seen to be the best kind of fast because you're able to maintain a constant fast, but with breaks in between so that you maintain your strength. He now goes into the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, who says, قَالَ أُخْبِرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنِّي أَقُولُ وَاللَّهِ لَأَصُومَنَّ النَّهَارِ وَلَا أَقُومَنَّ اللَّيْلِ مَا عِشْتُ فَقُلْتُ لَهُ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَقَالَ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ وَنِمْ وَقُمْ وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. So here, in the beginning, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma says that someone had informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I was saying, Wallahi, I will fast every day, and I will stand awake every night in prayer for as long as I live. So this news reached him, and I said to him, may my mother and father be sacrificed for your sake. He said to me, you are unable to do this. You are unable to do this. So instead, fast and break your fast. Sleep and also arise in prayer. And fast 3 days of each month. For one good deed is equal to 10, and that is like fasting the entire year. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma says, قُلْتُ إِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I'm able to do more than that. قَالَ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْطِرْ يَوْمًا فَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ دَاوُودُ وَهُوَ أَفْطُرُ الصِّيَامُ. So he said, in that case, fast one day and break the fast the next day. That is the fast of Dawood, and it is the most superior form of fasting. قُلْتُ بِأَبِي أُطِيقُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. May my father be sacrificed for you. I am able to do more than that. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لَا أَفْضَلُ. He said to me, there is no better than that. He says, Imam Izzuddin ibn Abdussalam, وَإِنَّمَا فَضَّلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَوْمَ الْغِبِّ فِي هَذِ الْحَدِيثِ لِسَبَبَيْنِ. The reason why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred this form of fasting, the fasting of Dawood, is for two reasons. أحدهما, the first of them, أن ابن عمر كان لا يحتمل أكثر من ذلك بدليل أنه عليه السلام قال له فإنك إن فعلت ذلك نفهت نفسك وغارت عيناك. The first reason is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that he was unable to bear more than that. And this is proven by the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he says that if you do that, nafihat nafsuka, which basically means you will put yourself at great fatigue and great difficulty, and you will grow weary, your eyes will grow very weary. فَأَخْبَرَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ أَفْضَلُ صَوْمِهِ الْغِبْ. And so he informed Ibn Amr that the best fast for him would be the fast of Dawood, alternating one day fasting, one day not. The second reason why this was preferred by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, الثاني أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر أنه صوم داود وذكر أنه لم يؤثر في قوة داود بقوله وكان لا يفر إذا لاقى. فعلى هذا يكون حديث ابن عامر مخصوصا بأفضل الصوم وحق كل من لم كل من وحق كل من ينهك الصوم قواه. فإن الغالب على الصحابة أنهم إنما كانوا يسألون عن أفضل الأعمال ليتعاطوه وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفهم منهم ذلك. فيجيب كل واحد منهم على حسب ما فهم منهم. So going to the second reason, he says the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the fast of Dawood and mentioned that it did not affect his strength. This is the important point, because in that hadith he says that Dawood would pray in this way and fast in this way, and he would not flee when he would meet the enemy in battle. Meaning that form of fasting, alternating one day fasting, one day not, without fasting, did not affect his strength. It did not diminish his strength or make him weak. He says, on the basis of this, the hadith of Ibn Amr is specified as the best fast for him and for anyone for whom constant fasting would diminish his strength. Because we find that most of the Sahaba, when they would ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the most virtuous action, they would ask because they wanted to do it. And he would answer them based on what he understood from them and their state, giving each one what he knew to be best for them according to their state. So we have many hadith, as he brings up, how they would ask, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best action? What is the most virtuous thing I can do? And he would give them different answers. So he says, وَلِهَذَا سَأَلَهُ رَجُلٌ أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلْ فَقَالَ أَصَلَاتُ لِأَوَّلِ وَقْتِهَا. A person would ask him, which action is the most virtuous? And he would say, praying on time, in the beginning of its time. وَسَأَلَهُ آخَرٌ أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلْ فَقَالَ بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Another person would ask him, what's the best action? And he would say, filial piety, or dutifulness to one's parents. وَسَأَلَهُ آخَرٌ أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلْ فقال الجهاد في سبيل الله. Another person would ask, what's the most virtuous action? And he would say, الجهاد في سبيل الله. فأجاب كل واحد منهم على ما فهمه من تخصيص سؤاله بأعمال نفسه. So he would answer each person according to what he understood to be specifically most virtuous for that person. When they're asking what's the most virtuous action, meaning for themselves. فكأنه قال للأول أفضل أعمالك الصلاة لأول وقتها. It's as if, so for the first person, it's as if he's saying to him, the best thing for you is to pray on time, in the beginning of the time. وقال للثاني أفضل أعمالك بر الوالدين. It's as if he said to the second person, the best thing you can do is to be kind to your parents. وقال للثالث أفضل أعمالك الجهاد في سبيل الله. And it's as if he says to the third person, the best action for you is jihad in the path of Allah. ولولا تنزيل هذه الأحاديث على هذه القاعدة لكانت متناقضة ومنصب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أجل أن يصدر منه قولا متناقضا قول متناقض. He says, were it not for this, us interpreting these hadith according to this principle, it would mean that the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are contradictory, and that is negated. The rank of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is too exalted that anything contradictory should ever come from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why is he saying all of this? Right, it's simple enough, right? Fast the fast of Dawood. He's saying this because though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to Ibn Amr that the superior fast is the fast of Dawood, which is fasting one day and breaking it the next, Sultan al-Ulama is actually arguing that if you have the strength to fast every single day, you're allowed to do that. That's his position. And he's saying that this hadith doesn't establish that it's absolutely superior for everyone. He's saying if you have the strength to fast every day, then go ahead if you want to. No problem. As long as your strength isn't diminished and you're not failing in other duties that you have. So he's basically using a certain usuli argument to show that when it's said to be the most virtuous fasting, it means for those like the questioner, those who their strength would dissipate, so they need to take breaks. So he argues this point, and we're going to just end this section here. He says, فَعَلَى هَذَا صَوْمُ الدَّهْرِ فِي حَقِّي مَنْ أَفْطَرَ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْمُحَرَّمَةِ إِذَا كَانَ مطيقا له لا يؤثر في جسده ولا يقعده عن شيء من الطاعات التي كان يفعلها الأقوياء أفضل من الغب لأن الجزاء على قدر الأعمال على ما تمهد في الشريعة أن من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. So he says that based on this, the fasting entirely without breaking the fast ever, صوم الدهر, would be the one who fasts continuously, and they only break the fast on the days in which it's haram to fast, so the Eids and the day of Tashriq. And that is for the one who is capable of fasting entirely like that, and it doesn't affect their body negatively, and doesn't prevent them from carrying out the other acts of obedience that people do when they are strong and when they have the capacity. He says that for those kinds of people, that is actually afdal, better than the alternate days of fasting known as the fast of Dawood. Because the reward for actions are in accordance to the amount of actions one does. According to the principle of Sharia, that whoever brings a single good deed, then they receive 10 the like thereof. So obviously if someone is fasting every single day outside of the days that are haram, they're fasting more than the one who's only fasting on alternate days. On that principle, that person has more reward. So he's arguing that if that person's strength is not reduced and they want to do it, then marhaba, you could do that if you want. As rare as it is, it's possible to do that. And he says there's nothing wrong with it. He says, وَإِنَّمَا قَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ صَامَ الْأَبَدْ فَلَا صَامَ. He says, as far as the hadith which says that whoever fasts perpetually, he is not truly fasted. He says, معناه أن من صام العيدين وأيام التشريق فإنه لو أفطرها لم يكن صائما للدهر على الحقيقة بل صائما لأكثر الدهر. What it means is that the one who fasts on the days of the two Eids and the days of Tashriq, excluding those days, if they break the fast on those days, they're not really fasting for the entire year because those days they can't fast. So this means they're not fasting for the entire year constantly. Now, this is the end of his discussion on this. What he's saying, and this is not really relevant to most people, but this is an alim, and he's talking about fiqh matters. In the Fard Ain class, we mentioned the Hanafi view, that Sawm al-Dahr, constant fasting, in the Hanafi school is makruh tanzihi, is disliked. Why? Because in the Hanafi school, they say that the purpose of fasting is to take you outside of the norm, right? To take you outside of your adah, which is to eat and drink through the day, to build discipline, to build spiritual sensitivity, to feel something different from your norm. So they say in the Hanafi school that if you're fasting every single day except for their eats, it's now become your norm, your new norm. So it kind of loses the purpose when it becomes your norm, even if it's an act of worship in itself. Now, that's in the Hanafi school. So he's arguing that if you have the strength to fast every single day and you wanted to, and it's not diminishing your capacities for other obligations in Islam, and you wanted to fast every single day except for the days of Eid and the 3 days of Tashriq, you're more than welcome to do so. Now, most people are not going to do that, and we could argue that it's probably better that they don't, because you need to have strength, and most people don't have that capacity. But he's mentioning it because he's listing out all of the different forms of fasting, and that is one. And what this also shows you is how the ulama look at hadith, right? Someone could say, well, no, it says in the hadith, the most superior fasting is the fasting of Dawood. Khalas, intal al-amr. That's not the full story. There's always more to the story because there's interpretation of this hadith in light of this hadith, or interpreting this in light of this principle and reconciling things. So one of the values of this, and I'll end with this point, is that even if none of us is going to fast every single day through the year except for the days of Eid, you at least see how the minds of the ulama operate and how they take hadith narrations and weigh them according to other narrations or principles of Sharia to come with a sound understanding of what one should do or what one can do. And when you see that operation in progress in a work like this, you have a deeper appreciation for the work of the ulama, the mujtahidun, and how they discuss these matters. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.